I saw the Bible open wide, false doctrines that make men turn to end-time events, faith centered on man rather than on truth. Extremes will draw people away with itching ears. The Antichrist and end times will be more important than their concern that angels of light have crept into the church. Families will fall apart because of the focus on wealth instead of home, and surrendering to Jesus Christ and His Lordship will be ignored, and in the place of it will be chasing after signs and manifestations. Focus on end times instead of the time we're now living in will cause people to live with all kinds of false doctrines, leading them astray. I saw gangs on the uprise, substitute families, no communication with parents, no love, no time invested. The TV will become children's parents, full of crime, violence, sex, anger, and rebellion. And you got to remember, this was written in 1976. Many will not see because they are so caught up in self, they have no time for their children. They cannot hear their children's cries. I saw hypocrites rise in the church. All kinds of sin, immorality, will be in preachers' lives. They will preach against these very things while they themselves are engaged in sinful activities. The church will begin to lose her influence with believers in the world. The Lord says, remember, the enemy in the last days will come into the church. Watch, fast, pray. There will be a great falling away. I saw riots, chaos, murder, lack of food. People will be like animals. It will make room for the one world government, the one world money system, and the one world church. The Antichrist spirit will be behind it all. I saw government, civilians, military, and church being moved, making room for the Antichrist to take power in the midst of desperation, depression, and lawlessness. Guard your heart and mind. Stay focused on the Lord and His kingdom. I saw Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Washington State, Washington, D.C., Boston, Newark, New York City, Nashville, Little Rock on fire. Cities burning. In January 2010, Marianne said that Dallas was on fire because of violent race riots so bad that troops could not contain it. New York City will be completely destroyed. What she saw was not 9/11. Earthquakes in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia, Louisiana, areas were destroyed, and she didn't think it was Katrina. San Diego was immersed by a tsunami. Mount St. Helens erupted again and devastated the whole of the Washington state. She described what she saw as being on the level of the Civil War, brother against brother. Every state would be affected by this. No one remained unaffected. The chaos and the destruction was so widespread. And the Lord said, look to me. I am the author and finisher of your faith. Look up. I'm very near. I saw the land burned, oceans, rivers, and seas full of death. I saw the whole earth groaning for His coming. The earth begging for Him to return and relieve it from the oppression of the sins of men pressing upon it. And the Lord said, tell my church to wake up. Return to me. I'm their only hope. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. Stay full of my spirit and remember that I am sovereign over all this. Remember, He is our deliverer. We are not destined for destruction. The pain of all of this is birth pangs unto the birthing of a new world and a new life. The kingdom is coming on earth. Stay faithful to Him.